This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman Dan Lundgren, Republican from the Golden State's 3rd Congressional District. He sits on both the House Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees, two panels very much involved with dealing with how the government has responded to and will prosecute the man believed to be responsible for the attempted car bombing in Times Square over the weekend, Faisal Shahzad. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Two different ways to look at this. First of all, let's start from the judicial or legal angle here. One of the biggest debates in the past couple of days is how this man, Shahzad, ought to be treated since he is a naturalized citizen. You have some like Senator Lieberman who say when people engage in behavior like this, they should have their citizenship revoked. Others say he's a citizen, so he should be Mirandized and given the full access to the courts that any American citizen would have. What do you think is the best way to proceed here?
Well, I'm not sure that they're exclusive. And what I mean by that is when you have someone that you take off after a or in the midst of a continuing investigation of an imminent danger, you have the right to question him without immediately Mirandizing him. If we are involved in a war on terror, it is not just that we investigate crimes and then prosecute thereafter, but rather we attempt to prevent those attacks, which I would liken to war, on our soil against our people. And so I think that you have every right to investigate somebody like that, interrogate someone like that fully before you move to the next step of deciding whether or not you want to Mirandize them later on for the purpose of maybe bringing a prosecution. And I think this is a more difficult case than the simple case of the guy who flew in from a foreign country and was attempting to bomb that or explode that plane on Christmas Day. There, the person hadn't really even entered into or hadn't landed in American space. I think in that case, to Mirandize that individual under those circumstances made no sense whatsoever. In this case, they did begin some interrogation before they Mirandized him. I am not satisfied at this point that they needed to Mirandize him as quickly as they did.
We're talking with California Congressman Dan Lundgren. And Congressman, assuming this case goes to trial, there's the debate about whether this should be a case that's played out in open court. In other words, there are those who are concerned about how it happened after the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, that in the discovery process, the defendants were given access to a lot of sensitive material. Others, including the Justice Department and Attorney General Holder, say that's been dealt with, though we won't have to worry about that again if this happens with the 9/11 trials or another related terrorism trial. What's your sense on that question?
I would say that we ought to resolve doubt in favor of holding trials at Guantanamo in for those who have committed or attempted terrorist attacks against the United States, and that it be done under the Military Tribunal Act that is an update of a notion of law that we've had since the beginning of this republic. It makes no sense whatsoever, for instance, for the Attorney General now to be talking about still bringing Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other of his confederates to New York for trial. And he said yesterday that's still on the table. I just think that's not only wrong, it's just plain nuts.
There's been comments about how this all played out over the past several days, of course, with one of the House Democratic leaders, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, coming out and actually saying that Democrats do a better job of prosecuting the war on terrorism than Republicans did. You also have those who say that without a lot of luck with the bomb not going off and the suspect nearly getting out of the country on the plane Monday night, that this could have been a much different story. So how much progress have we made since 9/11, and how much work do we still need to do?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that Steny Hoyer made the comment that he did. I mean, that's establishing some sort of partisan rhetoric on this. The fact of the matter is the Bush administration had to act immediately in the aftermath of 9/11. First of all, we weren't sure who it was that was attacking us. We didn't know the extent of their arrangements. We didn't know who all was involved. We did not have the updated statute that they worked on thereafter to give us the ability to go to these military tribunals. All of those things were in a fog, so to speak. And frankly, I think for anybody to suggest that the previous administration did not, in fact, act appropriately and work very, very hard to undertake the investigation and then the actions against those around the world who wanted to do us harm just doesn't understand the record, or unfortunately is misstating that record. The fact of the matter is we've learned a great deal. We do a much better job today than we did then. And that is because of hard work of men and women, both in uniform, in the intelligence agencies, in law enforcement, and the changes in the law that we made. There was a bipartisan effort immediately after 9/11 to make changes in the law to recover from the uncertainties and the difficulties that were outlined in the 9/11 Commission report about us, our inability to connect the dots. Those things changed. I will say that in the interim, since that time, there has not been as much bipartisanship, and we, frankly, have had to fight the Democratic leadership on many cases with respect to, I think, continuing to give our country the tools it needs to fight these terrorists. And one example of that is this nonsense about believing that we have to bring the 9/11 folks, the 9/11 perpetrators, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his ilk, to New York City to somehow validate our belief, our commitment to the Constitution. We don't have to validate our belief or our commitment to the Constitution. It has always been within the constitutional prerogative of us to deal with those who we meet essentially on the battlefield in a military context. And these are folks that are acting in ways that normal combatants don't. In other words, they utilize as a specific tactic terror. Their idea is to hide behind and to injure, maim, and kill innocents. And then they want to hide behind the protections that the Geneva Convention gives to those people who do follow the rules of combat. I mean, something is wrong in that analysis, it seems to me. And for Steny Hoyer to suggest that somehow those positions as expressed by this administration and by some in his leadership, that leads us to better protection against terrorists is just wrong-headed. It's illogical. And frankly, I think history has shown it to be incorrect.
Congressman, our last 30 seconds here. In addition to the trials that you've mentioned, any other ideas or legislative goals that you think need to be set as a result of this case, the Christmas attempted bombing, and some of the other stories we've seen in recent months?
We have to maintain the vigilance that sometimes appears to wane in this city and around the country about the fact that we are under attack, constant attack, by those who wish to kill us. The fact of the matter is, it is not because of Guantanamo that they hate us. It is because of the Statue of Liberty. They wish to undercut, to destroy what it is that makes this country unique in the history of the world and a leader of the free world. They detest everything that is elementary or fundamental to that proposition. And as a result, for us to be breastfeeding and claiming that our imperfections and the warts on our political system must be magnified so that we're honest with the rest of the world is just a strange, self-defeating view of how the world works. So I would say maintaining the vigilance, understanding that this is a unique war that we are involved in, and understand that there are appropriate structures that we have set up to do justice in these circumstances that do not require us to turn our regular courts into a free fire zone for those who wish to kill us and then want to make a mockery of all of our systems.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Okay, thank you.
California Congressman Dan Lundgren represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of both the House Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.